children are fighting for the Islamic State. A pastor is on trial for showing a music video, and a ministry to university students is active in Bangladesh. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The Islamic State may have hit a new low. According to a report from Associated Press, they're actively recruiting and using child soldiers. Jeff Palmer of Baptist Global Response says that while some of the children are kidnapped,
there are those who would count it a privilege that their children would go through this type of program and that the families would offer them up for the greater good of ISIS.
While BGR doesn't have a program specifically addressing this problem, most of the refugee ministry is preventative in nature. Woven through it all is the message of Christ and His love.
If we can keep them fed, if we can keep them into safe places, if we can start to find some jobs, and we can provide some educational opportunities, we're thinking that surely that helps.
There's a plethora of prayer needs. You can find those along with practical ways to help at missionnetworknews.org. Next, would you declare your faith openly if you were put on trial? Well, that's what a Bhutanese pastor is doing. Open Doors USA says he showed a Christian music video and is accused of illegally showing it. He's also accused of collecting funds from a foreign agency. Well, after his initial trial, he was sentenced to 3 years in prison. He appealed, but that verdict has yet to be rendered. Pray the pastor and his family will represent Christ as they wait. This is Mission Network News. Don't stay silent. Speak up. According to the United Nations, 35% of women experience some type of abuse. Many times these women are told to keep quiet. But World Renew says silence isn't solving anything. They're trying to end the violence toward women. In Senegal, World Renew is offering training for basic counseling skills and discussion guides to advise women to get them to speak up. This program could open women's eyes to the love of Christ. Visit our website for more. Next, while many churches have a strong pro-life stand, many haven't been able to successfully embed that into everyday ministry. President of Life Matters Worldwide, Tom Lothamer, says churches can't abandon the biblical pro-life message. God created man in His image, Lothamer says.
Many, many times, sad to say, pastors don't fully understand that the implications of what image means and what that has to do with gospel and what that has to do how we treat each other.
Life Matters is training churches and unpacking that message. Lothamer says crisis pregnancy and end-of-life support programs can have a great impact.
It says something to those people and they're saying, why are you helping me like this? And it gives us opportunities to share why we're doing this. We can present Christ to them in a very loving and compassionate way. And many are coming to Christ through these types of ministries.
Links to help your church with this are available at our website. And we've been talking about the Living Water Center in Bangladesh, a sort of hub for several kingdom expansion mission groups. Peter Mazumdar of University Christian Fellowship knows the center will help student outreach efforts in Bangladesh. He says right now,
as a Muslim country, we are not able to sit in the university campuses, but we call it friendship evangelism. And friendship evangelism is very much popular in Bangladesh, and also we call it dialogue. Through dialogue, we just share the gospel, and it's really going well.
The students reached through this friend-to-friend sharing of the gospel will benefit from leadership training at the center. Mazumdar says,
this Living Water Center will be for the students' training or different kind of conference for the university. At the same time, it will be available for different churches.
Ask God to provide the resources so the center can be finished. Mission Network News is a daily service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. We're telling you how the world's finding hope in Jesus and how you can be a part of it. You can help us do that even more with a gift of any amount. To thank you, I'll send you the new Aaron Schust Christmas CD, Unto Us. Music reminding us of God's promise at Christmas. Call 1-800-995-4828 to get your Aaron Schust Christmas CD or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.